When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
K-O-Z-N. Unspoken like conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, you went home. Don't miss a moment, they'll give you your fix. They're on every day from 2 until 6. Spend your afternoons with John, Josh, and Nick.
What a draft it was. A very offensive draft. I'm offended by it. Well, some were offended by it. Others were not offended by it.
Others were confused by it.
Some were confused by it.
On Sportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, you went on.
Welcome to the Grum. Welcome to Charles Schwab Field here in downtown Omaha, where we are scheduled to play baseball tonight. It sounds like we may be off to a little bit of a later start this evening, but as we speak, the brain trusts are talking about options and possibilities, because it's a big series, Creighton and Georgetown. Jays could use a series win to A, keep their momentum going, and B, get themselves lifted up into the top four of the league standings. Coverage this weekend on our sister station, 1180 The Zone. But right now, our concern are for our friends in the Lincoln area, where the tornado warning has been extended and covers most of the city of Lincoln, including the university campus area. So we hope that if you are listening to us in the Lincoln area, and especially places north of Lincoln, to please follow the tornado precautions and keep tuned to local media for the latest, because there's been some big tornadoes out west, big wedge tornadoes. I follow some folks who chase on Twitter.
Who have their own Batmobiles.
Who have their own Batmobiles. Literally, the guy who does have the Batmobile, I follow that dude. I think his name is Reed something or other.
I've never heard of this guy.
I'll see if I can find his handle, and you can follow along if you'd like. But yeah, there's quite a bit of activity out there. Nothing threatening the city of Omaha right now, so we're fine. We're all fine. We're all here now. How are you? So that we'll be keeping an eye on throughout the afternoon, but we are here to provide you the best in entertainment and sports on a One Beer Friday. Yes, One Beer Friday, brought to you by the Nebraska Craft Brewers Guild. Send us a pic of what you're drinking and use the hashtag OneBeerFriday. We'll share those pics with you on our JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at USC1620. That's how you can reach us today. You can also hit us up in the Equitable Bank inbox, John at 1620thezone.com or Josh at 1620thezone.com. Going back to Twitter, our good friend Jed, we were talking about storm chasing and after effects of tornadoes. Jed, remind us, to see the after effects of the 69th and coming, you have to be 18 or older.
Nice.
Of course, that's in reference to the 75 tornado that devastated Midtown Omaha back in 1975.
Yeah, we had a caller Jerry give us
caller Jerry reminded us of the damage at 69th and coming and how bad it was.
And Josh laughed at him.
You do need to. Yes, he did, because he's a child. It's probably a good thing he's not here today, because he'd be making jokes, inappropriate jokes, and we should not be joking about such things.
No, we shouldn't.
No, we should not at all. You can also hit us up in the 42 Degrees, the source hotline, 402-951-1620. Use it as a text line. I don't know if I'll see any of the texts today because, you know, Josh usually handles all of that. But, you know, use it as a regular phone. Talk to me.
Yeah.
You can communicate, see?
Yeah. John likes talking on the phone. He doesn't like your texting or your TikToks.
I don't need your texting or your TikToks or none of that noise. The Grum Down is brought to you by the Rooferees at John Higgins Weather Guard. As we mentioned, it was an offensive draft last night. Set an all-time draft record for the number of offensive picks and the number of quarterback picks. And, oh, speaking of quarterbacks, Viking fan Kirk Cousins shaking hands emoji after what happened last night with pick number 6. Ed Service will join us, the head coach of Creighton Baseball. He was scheduled to join us here in about 10-15 minutes, but again, they're talking things over with the folks at Mecca and the folks with Georgetown and the weather people to determine what a good window of time would be to play these games starting tonight. So that'll be at 3:15 this afternoon. Coach Service will join us from right here at Charles Schwab Field. Going to ask the question during the happy hour today, can we take Rhule at his word? He's talking about real football. Can we take him at his word? We'll find out as we are down to the last 24 hours before the spring. In fact, 24 hours from now, spring football will be over.
Oh, no, darn.
It'll be all gone, shucks, and we won't have to worry about it for a whole nother year. Jemiah Neal, the new incoming transfer from Arizona State, who's coming to Creighton. Talk a little bit about him today, and does he fill a needed gap for Creighton? By the way, we're working on getting Jemiah for next week here on the Grum to talk to him about his decision to come to Creighton. Kent's Movie Club this afternoon. Assuming the storms blow through and Kent's okay, we'll talk to Kent this afternoon. Glengarry Glen Ross is this week's film.
Can't wait to talk about it.
Oh, that did not sound like a ringing endorsement to me. I don't like your tone.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That tone is, I'm not a fan of that tone.
It was a movie, John. It was a movie.
It was a movie. We'll talk about it coming up in the movie club. And we will be joined today in the happy hour by NASCAR's Kyle Petty.
Oh, John. So when I was a kid, I used to have birthday cakes. Every other year, it was either a dinosaur cake or a NASCAR cake.
Yes.
And the NASCAR cake was always shaped like a track. And I had a Kyle Petty Hot Wheels that would always get put on that cake.
Was it the car that was sponsored by Hot Wheels? Because he drove a car sponsored by Hot Wheels. So
he did.
Was it a Hot Wheels Kyle Petty Hot Wheels?
It wasn't the Hot Wheels one.
Was it the Mellow Yellow?
It wasn't that one either.
He was famous for the Mellow Yellow one. Well, you'll have to Google it and look it up and see which one
it is. It was the Sprint car. The 45 Sprint car.
Okay. That is the car that was a tribute to his son Adam, who tragically passed away about 20 years ago. And in fact, it's the reason why Kyle Petty is on the Grum today, and he will be motorcycling right on through Nebraska next week. It's the annual Kyle Petty charity motorcycle ride. In fact, the king himself will be on the charity ride.
Richard.
Yes.
Nice.
They will be motorcycling across the country, and their path is going to take them into Omaha next weekend. And it is all done for charity for the Victory Junction Camp, which is a camp for kids who are very sick or have very serious illnesses or handicap. It's a great camp, and it was all built in honor of Kyle's son, Adam. So that's what we're going to talk to Kyle Petty about. Ask him a couple of NASCAR questions, too.
Well, if you
That'll be coming up in the 5 o'clock hour today.
If you want to talk cowboy hats, John, the king, Richard Petty's
the
cowboy
king,
hat.
The king has the best cowboy hats. He's got the Stetson. We got predictions today, and I broke my promise. I told Josh, yeah, all right, fine, I give up. We've got prop bets for the spring game.
John.
In this week's predictions.
Why? Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, the original intent of predictions was to make prop bets for Husker football games. That's how it all started many years ago. And it then morphed into picking other games and other props, and I just feel like in the spirit of why predictions was brought to us in the first place, and because no one else is doing it, We're going to have prop bets for the spring game. That'll be coming up in predictions today. And as I mentioned, it is a One Beer Friday brought to you this week by the good people at the Nebraska Craft Brewers Guild. So it's all today on the Grum. 402-951-1620, as I mentioned, the 42 Degrees of Source Hotline. Also got a poll question up for you on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter page.
Poll.
Six quarterbacks were taken in the first 12 picks. In the spirit of the 2021 quarterback draft, in which four of the five picks who were taken in the first 15 have already moved on to a different team, only one quarterback from that draft, Trevor Lawrence, is still with his original team. How many of the six quarterbacks picked in the first 12 slots yesterday will still be with their drafting team in the year 2028? You can answer right now. JTech Construction Zone Twitter page. We'll retweet that out here during the break because I did it last night. And we'll share those results. In fact, we'll talk a little bit more about the draft coming up, about those quarterbacks taken. Also, Nick Saban said something quiet out loud.
Oh,
the quiet part out loud. And what were the Falcons thinking? All of that and more as we continue here live from Charles Schwab Field. And again, Ed Service will join us here in about 20 or 30 minutes as they're talking things over right now about game times tonight between Creighton and Georgetown. And it is all right here. It's Unsportsmanlike Conduct on a One Beer Friday.
Woo!
On 1620 The Zone. But first, a word for my good friends at GoodGuysSaveLives.com. A reminder that good guys, good gals, good everybody can save lives by just checking that box for the organ and tissue donor box next time you renew your driving, hunting, or fishing license. Because you know, one healthy donor can save up to 8 lives. I got an email a couple weeks ago from a friend of the Grum who knew a young woman who died in a car accident, but her donations, because she checked that donor box when she got her driver's license, ended up affecting up to 52 people. Saved many lives because of heart, lung, pancreas donations, liver donations, but also the tissue donations like skin grafts, corneas, and other things impacted positively those who have been hurt because of accidents or cancer treatments or sports injuries. That's what it can do. It's a life-changing difference, and it's a selfless act that doesn't cost you or your family anything, and you can still follow many traditional funeral practices even after donation. So please consider making that life-changing choice. Check that box next time you renew your hunting, driving, or fishing license. Or if you're not up for renewal, you can visit GoodGuysSaveLives.com. That's GoodGuysSaveLives.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.